Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
All right, so what have you got for us today?
Okay, well, first I want to let you know that it's super sunny out today. Great, great day for solar because it's extremely cold in California. Mm-hmm. When it gets to 50, we're bundled up like it's 20 below. So, but it is cool and sunny outside, which is ideal for solar generation.
Awesome. My solar panels should be rolling right now then.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely producing because they were just cleaned by all the rain too, which is even better.
Ooh. Bonus.
Absolutely. So today I want to talk about, so the first, just on our, my wife is on social media quite a bit, and someone posted this thing about solar, and I'd like to share it with the audience.
Okay.
So about solar leasing. So she writes, life lesson, beware of solar panel leasing. Find out first how difficult they'll make refining or refinancing or selling your home, and make sure it's clearly spelled out in the contract. Find out what your liability is if the new buyers don't want it. Ooh. Find out how easy it is to talk to a supervisor or manager, and find out how financially solid that company is so that your lease doesn't get passed back and forth between bankrupt solar companies. While it may seem like a huge savings on your PG&E, there's still that lease payment, and that does not go away even in the winter months when you're using, all you're using is gas. Suffice it to say, we didn't do any of this. Don't be like us. Still 3 out of 4 systems that people go solar with are leased. And it's really sad. We at Solar Harmonics, we've never leased. We've never done PPAs because we just think it's a terrible way to go solar. So I just thought it would be important to share that this is someone who's obviously had their solar for a while, maybe interested in selling their home, and now they're finding out this thing on their roof that's supposed to benefit them is now being, it's now an albatross. And so, you know, we feel bad. I wish there was something we could do other than warn as many people as we can. It's a great idea to go solar. It's a great idea to own solar, and it's a horrendous idea to lease the solar.
So how do people go about owning their own solar then? Because, okay, so if I don't have any money to my name, and I really want to go solar, but I have this bill that I got to get rid of, I'd love to get rid of, and someone comes to me and says, no money down. You'll just take advantage of our leasing agreement, and you'll be fine. You'll have solar panels up there next week.
You know, it's first thing is to realize in life, and probably lots of people learn this when they're very young, there's no such thing in life that's a free lunch, and someone has to pay for that solar panel system, mm-hmm. whether you are owning it, renting it, borrowing it, whatever, someone has to pay the cost of all this equipment and all this, this leasing. It is interesting. You know, I think you've made the point that Facebook is a great free service, except it's not free. They're definitely collecting all the data that we're posting. And, mm-hmm. You know, there's a financial motivation for them too. So it's the same thing with solar companies, is that there's no such thing as free. There are lots of ways to finance solar. We offer secured financing options and then unsecured financing options. So with the secured options, that's like a home equity loan. So we were talking about banks, and with banks, some home equity lines, they'll charge a fee to give you that loan. And most times that fee goes as a commission to the loan agent. Mm-hmm. But there are banks out there that will do a home equity line that has no fee. And those are the ones we recommend, because if the solar panel system costs $20,000, and then there's a fee added onto it. Then it's you're borrowing the $20,000 plus the amount of the loan fee. So it just we don't think it makes a lot of financial sense.
And then once they do get that loan, then what happens?
So then they don't. So all of these are zero down loans, and so let's just stick with the bank one for a second. The bank one, it's a pain in the neck. There's a lot of paperwork involved, a lot of back and forth. We really only recommend it to the clients who are employed. So they get a W-2 and their income is documentable. Mm-hmm. Then if they have to have a credit score over 700, and then they also have to have 20% equity minimum in their house. So if they don't have all three of those, it's not talking to the bank, because they will spend a lot of time applying and then getting turned down. So if any one of those three aren't met, then we have unsecured options. And the unsecured ones, we have one through a credit union. They only add a $150 fee. And then we have other ones where they do add a 6% loan fee. And so we only recommend that one if there's really no other option.
What about, I've heard about the PACE loans or HERO
Great
loans.
Question. So these PACE loans stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. And so these were sold, essentially sold to cities and counties as a way for people to finance solar, because it does not really depend on their job status or their credit or anything like that. What it depends on is if they get a property tax bill. And so we do have, occasionally we have people that do sign up, you know, they want to go solar, they can't get financed through a bank, and they can't get financed through any other source because maybe their credit is too low or some other instance. The PACE loan is still okay, but we really, really strongly, it's slightly better than a solar lease. And that is because the loan becomes primary. Because it's attached to the property tax, that means that even the first mortgage is subordinate, so second in line to your property tax. So they know that there is no way you are not paying that bill. And if you ever did want to refinance, or let's just say someone passes away, it becomes a huge probate mess, because this loan is now due and payable immediately, or it can transfer to the new owner. But the PACE loan really has, you know, they have jurisdiction. It's up to them how you are, if they will let you refinance, or if they will, you know, pass to the new owners. The interest rates are really high, closer to 9%. And then the loan fees are outrageous, sometimes 15, 20 or 25%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It is. And so it's kind of passed through the cities, counties, and these PACE companies make a ton of money. And in solar, at least, there's ways to compare. But PACE is also used to finance, you know, air conditioning and roofing and flooring, anything that can do with energy efficiency. And people really have no other way. They don't really know that there's other ways to finance. And so we're constantly looking for better ways for our clients to finance solar.
Wow. So, I mean, yeah. And the poorest of the poor, right? The most desperate they lose the most.
We've heard some really bad horror stories about mainly seniors, you know, and the seniors, you know, a lot of times it's a door-to-door company, and, you know, they really take advantage. You know, we've heard one where the client, their electricity bill was $88 a month.
Okay.
And so they went solar, and then after they got their loan payment, it was over $300 a month. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, they're older. They didn't really look at the contracts. They just trusted what the salesperson was saying. And in solar, the salespeople tend to move around a lot. It's about an 8-month turnover rate. And wow. So a lot of times by the time, you know, the person gets their first true up bill or anything else, that salesperson is long gone. And it's a really tough business. It's highly competitive, and these salespeople really want this business, because they're paid only on commission. And so it's they unfortunately say or do whatever they can to get the sale. But we hear these all the time, where it's a really low electricity bill, and then someone, you know, sold a prepaid lease or a lease or a PACE loan or something, And it's heartbreaking because it really gives my industry a bad name. Something that should be really, people should feel very good about, definitely gets us a bad name. Like we were just reading, or I just got that message about solar leasing and bankrupt solar companies and all that kind of stuff.
And you guys don't do leasing, but I guess there's a lot. Does every other solar company in the world do leasing? What's going on?
Yeah, it's true. We get, I wouldn't say teased, but mainly other solar companies think we're crazy for not offering a solar lease. Almost all of them say that we do not recommend a solar lease, but if that's what the client wants, that's what they will do. And unfortunately, I really come back at them and say, you know what? They're trusting us. They are trusting us to look out for their interests. And it's not, they are not the solar experts. We're supposed to be the experts. And when you know it's a terrible idea for them and you still sell it, I think it doesn't represent my industry very well. So
unconscionable. Just unconscionable to turn an $80 a month bill into a $300 a month bill for the next 25 years. wow.
Well, and, you know, especially, so what we actually recommend our clients to do, let's just say they did do that home equity line. So solar for now comes with the 30% tax credit. Rather than taking that when it comes back as a rebate, rather than taking that and, you know, going to Maui or something, is actually applying that to the solar loan. And that counts as a principal payment. And because none of these loans that we offer have any prepayment penalty, that drops the loan from 20 years to 11 years in the first year.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool. And then the next part, let's just say they were paying $200 a month for their electricity bill and their loan payment is $100. What we recommend they do is instead of making that $100 minimum payment, is actually pay the $200 that they had already budgeted for and apply that to the loan. And then that would drop it from 11 years, and it's a range of 5 to 7 years to be completely paid off with that solar loan. Mm-hmm. And that's the best case, because just because the solar has, you know, it's paid for, doesn't mean it stops producing.
Yep. That's what we have at my house. It's awesome. So having a very, very small PG&E bill every few or 6 months, it's great. It's great.
What do you do with all that extra money?
Tennis.
Lots of tennis.
Lots of tennis. Lots and lots of tennis.
So, yep. So I had other things we could talk about, but this one took over because I got so sad reading that life lesson that my wife happily passed over to me about this person who leased their solar is now sounds like one of the biggest regrets they've ever had.
Yeah, I've heard you go into parties and then people ask, hey, what do you do? And then you go, solar? And then they say, oh, let me tell you about, oh boy, you can ruin their whole evening. Or
yeah, once they went solar, I thank them and say, thank you for doing your part. And I try and leave as quickly as possible. Yeah,
you quickly go to the nachos and say,
but we can go on another, but I did cause a massive fight between a homeowner, a woman, a couple who they did do a PACE loan and she chased me around the party until finally I said, yeah, that's a terrible way to go solar. And then she started screaming at her husband in the middle of the party. So it was awesome.
Making friends wherever you go, Mr. Solar Expert.
Yep.
Jamie, with great power comes great responsibility.
I lit the house on fire and made a run for it, but nope.
All right.
Married today.
I guess we're going to wrap up today's show.
Yep.
Unless you have anything else. Okay, great. If you have any questions, as always, send it to us at Straight Talk Solar. Give us a thumbs up on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars if you'd like. Follow us on Facebook. We're welcome to... have all of your questions there. And for future podcasts, we can answer them or even answer them on Facebook. So till we meet again. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.